tardes.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to speak in Spanish. All right, so let's get started. Since 2012, we've seen a significant increase in asylum applications and refugee applications in Mexico, primarily coming from the Northern Triangle, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. However, recently, we've also had people coming from Venezuela, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Cuba requesting asylum, giving rise to a significant uptick in such applications. In 2014, Mexico had approximately 700 applications, but as of November 30th this year, we had 67,915 individuals seeking international protection in our country. This increase, as I said before, is primarily due to people coming from the Northern Triangle, Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and other countries. Now, this wave of immigrants are noteworthy for the following reason. Over the course of recent history in Mexico, although we've seen significant waves of immigrants since the 30s, more recently, the nature of these waves of immigrants has changed. First of all, they're not coming from a single sub-region, as I said before. Now there is a mixture of individuals from various countries seeking protection in Mexico, as well as others who want to continue heading further north. Nevertheless, one of the main challenges we face regarding thereto is identifying those people needing international protection and those who simply are transiting through the country. Furthermore, a key component of this is that we're seeing more boys, girls, and adolescents, either accompanied or unaccompanied, as well as more women. In the past, migration was primarily single men, but now this has changed significantly. Today, the number of people seeking international protection in Mexico, well, approximately 70% of them are boys, girls, and adolescents, as well as women. 65% of the total number of individuals seeking protection in Mexico are comprised of those seeking assistance at the Chiapas office on our border. Now, this is the challenge, and that's what gave rise to the need for additional measures so as to assist this influx of people seeking protection. COMAR, the Mexican National Commission for Refugee Assistance, as of mid-2019 only had 4 national offices, and these 4 national offices were found in the south of the country, as well as in Mexico City, where we had 25 states in the country. In light of this, there was a significant need and challenge to coordinate on the national level with other authorities that would allow us to identify this group of individuals seeking protection in Mexico. One of the major additional challenges we had to tackle was tied to our COMAR budget, which was not really proportionate with the significant uptick in asylum seekers in recent years. In light of this, one of our major priorities for the Mexican National Commissioner for Refugee Assistance was to avoid backlogs in processing cases. This is because our law on refugees, complementary protection, and political asylum indicates that in Mexico we have 45 working days to process each application. So that's approximately 3 months, 3 calendar months for each of these individuals. In addition to this backlog, another major challenge is tied to timely issuance of decisions which are high quality, maintaining high protection standards, which were introduced thanks to our technical assistance from the UNHCR. The third major thrust of our work entailed opening new offices and implementing the comprehensive framework for protection and finding durable solutions, the MERPS program, increasing our budget and enhancing national databases. As we implemented all of these different opportunity areas, we had assistance from the UNHCR. We also have had an alliance since 2015 with the Canadian government. Thanks to these two programs, we saw training regarding research regarding the country of origin, finding out information about the country of origin, and eligibility tests for those people seeking protection in Mexico. More recently, we've also had this information regarding the country of origin updated. This is because recent events have called for much more in-depth analyses so as to apply not only the 1951 convention, but also to implement the Cartagena Declaration, which is the expanded definition of refugees. This is very important as part of our analyses for people coming from Honduras, Venezuela, and El Salvador. Bearing in mind the aforementioned, one of the key expected outcomes, which we're already seeing, is a decrease in processing times for all of these applications. Nevertheless, however, we aim to keep the bar high regarding eligibility. For this, the UN has a quality program, the CAI program. This has had a positive impact with regard to processing times for all applications and decisions. I'll share one concrete example in Chiapas, where, as I said, 66% of persons seeking international protection are found. The wait time just to apply used to take up to 2 months, but today, as of September 2019, when we opened an additional office in the state focusing exclusively on accepting applications, well, now people's applications are filed in a single day and they're issued documents attesting to their refugee application status, and that means that there's non-refoulement because the authorities are notified of the beginning of this procedure and are obliged to ensure that people can remain in Mexico despite the fact that they don't have the necessary migration-related documentation. Furthermore, we opened new offices so as to address this rather thorny issue in Mexico. These offices are one in Palenque and two in northern Mexico. Finally, our eligibility rates have gone from 65 to 80% acceptance of refugee status and receipt of additional protection. And this is covered by our national legislation.